Good afternoon. We are living in Nauvoo evil times. It is evening in America. I'm Matthew Tubusain. This is my podcast. So, the main focus in my life right now is to do more stuff, not in a toxic hustle sort of mindset, but more along the lines of the things that I've been interested in and or good at and wanted to do my whole life, but just haven't because of a whole list of stupid things that would block me. I'm working through all those things, and as I am actually doing more stuff, doing more of what I want to do in my day-to-day routine, I'm also not stressing about it, which is right where I wanted to be. I wanted to do more stuff, but as I wanted to do more stuff and wasn't doing it, there was a lot of stress there, and I thought the stress would just escalate as I was doing more stuff. I'm here in Miami. I don't know if you heard that, but man, this is the loudest city I've ever been in. Okay, just had to take a hit off my smoke. Hopefully that's going to be the last one. That's one of the things I want to do, which, one more hit. Okay, that's through. Oh, did that taste bad? I'll have to remind myself of that every time I crave a cigarette from now on. But that is definitely the worst of the bad habits that I have, and I need to get that out of the way. I'm just thinking for a second here. Most of the rest of my bad habits don't have to do with needing to quit something, except certain modes of thought which hold me back, but to actually do more stuff. And not just do more stuff for the sake of doing more stuff, to be able to brag about what I do throughout the day as opposed to other people who are sitting on the couch eating Cheetos and watching TV. Which, it hardly matters if you're sitting on the couch eating Cheetos and watching TV or watching YouTube video after video in the library like I tended to do until just quite recently, like within the last couple of days, and I still get distracted by the nonsense, which isn't going to improve the quality of my life at all. You know, just this glut of information that we're privy to anymore, most of which, even if it's serious, even if it's true, what they're dealing out, it's not important. I mean, it's seemingly important in the moment. Oh my God, you know, this is what's happening in Washington. This is my country, or whatever, national disasters or natural disasters out in California or anywhere. I mean, when you're watching it and it's almost like you're a part of it, at that point it does seem important. But if you take a step back, if you walk outside, if you are present, which I am able to access that mode of thought more and more, and it's like being in a state of grace. It truly is the polar opposite of being sucked into these videos and basically just being fed information. But as you are, as you are consuming these empty calories, so to speak, that's what they are. It's empty calories. It's not doing anything to move you forward. Whether regardless of how you feel about them, whether it's the Trump trials or anything else. I mean, unless you're a juror or an officer of the court, you know, the judge, a reporter, what does it matter? I mean, how it unfolds is going to be how it unfolds, regardless of how I feel about it. That he's getting railroaded, that he's getting what he deserved. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter which side you're on, how you feel about it. Watching it day after day, it doesn't advance my life at all. I'm not moving forward. I'm not even moving sideways. I'm just moving backwards, because the more of this stuff that I suck up, you know, being invested time-wise in stuff that is superficially important, but really there's nothing I can do anything about this stuff. What does it matter? Why am I wasting my time on this kind of stuff? And I'm coming to that conclusion much quicker and able to just switch off when I start to get sucked into these and realize, you know, if I've spent more than a couple of minutes watching something, I'm starting to really waste time now. Because generally whatever they're going to say, they're going to summarize more or less at the beginning and the end of the video. So if you want to know what they're talking about for the next 15 minutes, watch the first 2 minutes and then switch off. At least, you know, that is how I'm treating it anymore, because it is just it's a waste of time. That's all there is to it. And I'm starting to really appreciate how important and how precious how it is that I spend my time. The things that I want to do, no matter how hard I work or how fast I do them, no matter what it is, all of them require time. And there's a lot of things I want to do, and there's always a point where I'm going to have to look at all the things I want to do and decide whether all these things are important enough that I want to spend all this time doing these things. But at this point, I'm still adding more, because the less time I'm wasting, the more time I have to do the important things. So that's where I'm at. And the more of these things that I do, the less I stress. Because it's like, well, now I'm finally doing something meaningful with my life. I'm not just thinking about what it would be like to be doing something meaningful with my life. And the thing about this also, there is a line I read in this book, Art and Fear, which is basically about why we create and why we don't. But the line was, and I hope I have it verbatim, because it just struck me as so exact and profound. But it goes like this. The art we visualize sometimes seems more real than the art we create. And I could perfectly understand that as soon as I read it. And I believe a great deal of that goes into everything that we strive for, everything that is purposeful, meaningful, challenging. As we visualize it and as we visualize ourselves doing it and succeeding, it seems like it's going to be, it seems like it's going to be better than it turns out, oftentimes, at least for me. It seems like it's going to be a thrill just to immerse myself in something and slog through it to the bitter end and be able to celebrate that I got this. It's a win. Yay. You know, but well, purely in terms of art, I visualize images all the time, you know, full blown paintings. And I know how I want them to look because they're right there in my brain. I know what it's supposed to look like. And no matter how close I come to that, I was starting to get sidetracked on how the end product is never as great as the visualization. But no matter how close I come to bringing forth an image that is the one that I have in my head, getting there is just such a bear. Going through the process, just putting the paint out on the palette. I mean, sometimes it just seems like everything's a chore, you know? Visualizing it, as I visualize it, it's going to be great. And people are going to talk about this in the future. Yes, that painting, just imagine what it was like for him to wake up in the morning, grab his brushes and attack the board. That's not much like what it's like. A lot of times it's like, okay, I've got a painting that's so big. Let's say it's a portrait view, so it's 2 feet wide and 3 feet tall. And I'm using bigger brushes because I just drew a blank again. Getting older. Anyways, it's just going to be like a rough sketch. I'm doing it fast. So I have something in there that takes about a quarter of the piece, more or less right in the middle, and think, man, I could bang this out in a day. And then I get bogged down with it, and I'm not doing it real fast like I want it to look. It's starting to slow down, and I'm getting a little too meticulous, and now I'm starting to fret about this, that, and the other, and that slows me down even more. And I know this. There we go again. So many noisy vehicles in this city. This is one of the most aggressive, stressed out cities I've ever been in. And I think a lot of it is just the amount of noise they churn out in this place. But anyways, yeah, you know, being in a project and stressing out about how tedious it has suddenly become, as opposed to this glorious adventure that it seemed like when I was visualized doing it to begin with. And given all the self-help and self-development type stuff that I've watched, that pretty much holds true for everybody who's endeavoring to do something. Pretty much anything that's not just automatic, like tying your shoes or washing the dishes or driving to the same place every day, or, you know, something you don't even have to think about, something that's pretty much going to be perfect because you do it so often and it's not that hard and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, any project that you have that's got some challenge to it, and you're, in the beginning, excited to do it, well, you get past the, the romance stage of it. Wow, now I'm doing something that I've been thinking about for a long time, and I finally have the time and the resources, and everything's in line, and I've already started, and it just starts to drag. And I guess that's just pretty much how most people have to deal with doing any kind of project that takes any amount of significant time. You know, if you're doing something and it's going to take a day, planting a garden, whatever, it'll probably be fun the whole way through because it's something you want to do, and now you're doing it and you're getting your hands dirty, and hey, this is how life is supposed to be. But, you know, as you've got projects, and especially if you've got a real or imagined time constraint, like it has to be done by this time, or I want to finish this by this time, then when you start, you're all excited to get banging away because you got to get this done in so many hours. And as you start to get bogged down after the first few, whatever the time increment is, then you just got to slog your way through until you can see the end. You know how much is left because you know what you did and how long that took. And you can pretty much visualize everything that goes into just tying this whole thing up and being done with it. And it starts to become, well, let's just say fun again. Or it starts to become more of a positive experience anyways, instead of that point somewhere in the middle where you're thinking, you know what, maybe I should just give this up. I'm not going to finish it in time. I don't like the way it's going. You know, all the excuses that come with the grunt work, basically. You know, visualizing something, having the idea, being excited about it, wanting to complete it, and then being in the middle of it and doing the grunt work it takes to get through to the end, regardless of what it looks like in the end. It's you could be in the middle of the painting and know that it's going to be beautiful, just how you envisioned when it's done. But it's still such a hassle to just spend 2, 3, 5 hours in a row putting stroke after stroke on the board. You all know what I mean. You've all had projects, whether it was clocking in the morning and having to do something, or your own hobby or your own hustle or whatever. You know what it's like to get started and be excited and either know what it's going to look like at the end or know what the paycheck is going to be like or what have you. But you know what it's like to be in the middle and things aren't going right, or even if things are going right, it just seems like such a chore. And yeah, I'm definitely... I'm definitely involved in that, in some of the things I'm doing, because pretty much everything I'm either trying to just get started or have already started, I'm at a stage where it's like, well, let me just mention a couple of things because they're both learning processes. And I'm a pretty bright guy, but I'm older and my memory isn't quite what it used to be. And I just don't think as fast as I used to. And one of them is learning to speak Spanish, which everyone knows the younger you are, to a point, the easier it is to learn a language. And I've been doing this on and off for, I don't even want to say how long. But I just finally decided, you know what, this sketchy approach, this haphazard hit or miss, this learning style that I've adopted out of just laziness or resistance or what have you, is never going to allow me to speak fluently before I'm dead. And then after I'm dead, you know, all bets are off. But I'm starting to invest a certain amount of time every day into learning the language. And I just expected to be able to pick it up faster, or, you know, it to be easier than it is, because the more I go into trying to learn it in a certain amount of time every day, the more I realize it's either going to take a lot longer than I thought it would, or I'm going to have to invest even more time every day if I want to speak fluently. And so it's a mixed bag. You know, there's the positive of, well, at least now I'm actually doing it. I up the game. I'm actually putting in time every day. I'm listening to people who have learned a language and taking their advice and suggestions and starting to apply them. But it's just not going as quickly or as smoothly as I had hoped. And, well, there's that. Another thing I'm doing is learning Morse code, which is much the same. It's not going quite as fast as I thought it would. And that, I realize, is probably a problem that we all share, thinking things are going to be easier, thinking that given what we bring to the table, it's going to be more than enough to make this whole thing a piece of cake. Especially, any process, anything you want to learn, anything you want to do that you've seen other people do, that is learning to speak Spanish as a second language, for example, and know that once you really get into it, it's actually not all that hard. It's getting into it and putting in the time. And yeah, I can do that. I can learn to speak like he speaks. I know 2 years ago, he couldn't speak at all. Now listen to him. I can do that. You know, that kind of thought process. With the Morse code, I had nothing to compare it to. I don't offhand know anybody who does Morse code, so all I can go by is how many words per minute is average and where I'm at compared to that, and how much do I have to put in before I'm going to get up there. So yeah, I'm basically just learning individual letters, because I tried doing stories and it was, unless they were really slow, like I think the slowest one I found was like 7 words per minute. No, there was one that was 3 words per minute. And I could keep up with that, but it just got so boring. I mean, on the one hand, it was gratifying. Well, if I could do 3 words per minute, I could just keep increasing the speed until I'm there. On the other hand, it was just so boring doing that for any length of time that it was like, you know what, just increase the speed, pick up single letters first, and then start to do the words. So that's just to use 2 examples as to what I'm doing. And these might not be interesting to anybody, or at least most people, some people, but I'm not putting it out there as like, hey, look at this great thing I'm doing. I'm putting it out there as, this is something that I wanted to do for some time, and now finally I'm just doing it. And by doing it, I don't mean, excuse me. And by doing it, I don't mean just when I feel up to it. Because there's a lot of times that I'll wake up in the morning, yeah, I'm going to practice some Morse code later, and then I just can't push myself to do it. Now it's like, just get started. Just get started. And that's a big tool that I use. Just get started. it doesn't matter if I get started and I get frustrated and want to quit relatively quickly or anything along those lines. You know, if there's any kind of resistance or frustration or whatever involved, and I just decide, you know, enough's enough, I can't handle this. If I just get started and do some, at least I'm building up a habit. If I do this thing every day for enough days, it doesn't matter whether I want to do it or not, I'm going to do it. You know, it's like tying your shoes. If your shoes are untied and you put them on and they're really loose, but you have to go somewhere and you know they're just going to fall off if you don't tie them, it doesn't matter whether you want to tie them or not. You're going to tie the stupid things. I mean, it's like that. It's just like, I don't want to bend down and tie my shoes, but then I don't want to bend down and put them back on my feet every few steps either. So, you know. But, okay, I'm going on 26 minutes here. I think I've filled up enough for one episode. Besides, I've got some things to do, like Spanish, Morse code. But there you go. That's it for this one. I thank you for listening. And if you didn't listen, well, what's wrong with you, man? All right, talk to you soon.